Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 26, 2025, through Friday, May 30th, 2025. Monday, May 26, 2025. Final sentence imposed in multi-million dollar money laundering conspiracy. Niam Thai Dan Sam Nguyen was sentenced to 40 months in federal prison for unlicensed money transmitting and money laundering. Nguyen was the top lieutenant in an unlicensed money transmitting business that Vin and Diana Phan and others ran. The illegal business transmitted funds received in the form of bulk U.S. currency. During the course of the approximately 21-month conspiracy, the unlicensed money transmitting business received and transmitted more than $33 million in cash. At least some of this cash had been earned from the trafficking, distribution, and sale of controlled substances, including approximately $9 million received from Brandon Denver Richards, Douglas Michael Davis, and Michael Dean Richards. All were members of a Dallas-area drug trafficking organization. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, May 27, 2025. Qualcomm executive convicted by jury in $180 million fraud. Dr. Karim Arabi was convicted of fraud and money laundering charges in connection with a massive $180 million scheme targeting his then-employer, Qualcomm. After a four-week trial, the jury deliberated for less than 2 days. The jury found that while working as vice president of Qualcomm's research and development department, Dr. Arabi committed fraud by developing a valuable microchip technology, marketing the technology through a company, Abrizio, which he created to conceal his involvement, and then selling the company and its purported technology to Qualcomm for $180 million. According to evidence presented at trial, after the deal closed and Qualcomm unwittingly paid almost $92 million to Dr. Arabi's sister, the campaign of concealment continued. Dr. Arabi invested the money in Canadian and Norwegian real estate while hiding his involvement, funneled funds back to his U.S. companies via intermediary shells, lied repeatedly through Qualcomm's subsequent civil fraud suit, and received steady installments of laundered fraud proceeds until the month before his arrest in the case. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, May 28, 2025. Greensboro, North Carolina woman pleads guilty to healthcare fraud and money laundering in connection with multi-million dollar urine drug testing scheme. Jasmine Hoyle pleaded guilty to one count of healthcare fraud and one count of money laundering in connection with a scheme to fraudulently bill the North Carolina Medicaid program for millions of dollars of drug urine tests and office visits that were not performed. According to court documents, Hoyle owned and operated two businesses located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Harvest Focused and Consulting Services, LLC, and The Ultimate Sacrifice. Both of these businesses billed Medicaid for services that were not performed, including significant quantities of urine drug tests. For example, on 97 occasions between August 2020 and July 2022, Harvest Focused submitted claims to Medicaid for urine tests for a Medicaid beneficiary who had never heard of Harvest Focused or The Ultimate Sacrifice, never received services from those companies, and did not provide any urine for urine drug testing. Over the course of the scheme, Medicaid reimbursed Harvest Focused and The Ultimate Sacrifice over $6 million. Hoyle used the fraudulently obtained proceeds on personal expenses, including the purchase of a Dodge Challenger. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Thursday, May 29, 2025. Four arrested in latest LA County JCDOE operation for allegedly operating a drug distribution network on the dark net. David Avalian, Grant Gavorgian, Hack Gregorian, and Gergen Naresian have been arrested on federal charges of conspiring to distribute various drugs including cocaine, methamphetamines, MDMA, and ketamine on darknet marketplaces. The arrests are a result of the Justice Department's ongoing JCDOE, Joint Criminal Opioid Darknet Enforcement, efforts to address the growing number of illicit vendors operating on the darknet, providing large quantities of harmful substances to thousands of people across the United States. According to the indictment, from September 2018 to February 2025, various vendors operating under the names Joy Inc., La Farmacia, White Doc, Jane's Addiction, Da Shop, White Republic, Tomorrowland, Planet Hollywood, Dope Valley, and Major 2 Minor sold cocaine, methamphetamine, MDA, and ketamine to drug customers on darknet marketplaces in exchange for cryptocurrency. The defendants then allegedly shipped the drugs throughout the United States via the United States Postal Service. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Friday, May 30th, 2025. FBI Philadelphia recognizes National Senior Fraud Awareness Day. In April, the FBI released the annual Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, Elder Fraud Report. This annual publication provides statistics about incidents of elder fraud, or fraud that illicitly targets older Americans' money or cryptocurrency, that are reported to IC3. The goal of this report is to inform the public of scams impacting the country and prevent future and repeated incidents. In 2024, those over the age of 60 filed over 147,000 complaints to the IC3, with over $4.8 billion in reported losses, a 43% increase in losses from 2023. Across the nation, phishing and spoofing schemes were the most reported scams impacting older Americans, with over 23,000 complaints. Investment fraud resulted in the most reported victim losses, with about $1.8 billion in losses. According to FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Nicole Siniger, criminals continue to launch calculated and deliberate attacks against a uniquely vulnerable population, our senior citizens. Threat actors systematically prey on their savings, their identity, and their sense of security. National Senior Fraud Awareness Day is a critical reminder of the growing threat that financial scams and frauds pose to our older citizens. The FBI recommends the following methods to protect yourself. Recognize scam attempts and end all communication with the perpetrator. Search online for the contact information, name, email, phone number, addresses, and other proposed offer. Other people have likely posted information online about individuals and businesses trying to run scams. Resist the pressure to act quickly. Scammers create a sense of urgency to produce fear and lure victims into immediate action. Call the police immediately if you feel there is danger to yourself or a loved one. Be cautious of unsolicited phone calls, mailings, and door-to-door service offers. Never give or send any personally identifiable information, money, jewelry, gift cards, checks, or wire information to unverified people or businesses. Make sure all computer antivirus and security software and malware protections are up to date. Use reputable antivirus software and firewalls. Be careful what you download. Never open an email attachment from someone you don't know, and be wary of email attachments forwarded to you. Source: Federal Bureau of Investigation, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.